Two is an application for a subdivision and rezoning for 4 St. Mary's Road and 288 Lillian Avenue under file DAS 15 of 2008. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing. The following item will also be heard at the same time, namely, item 3, which is an application for conditional use for the same premises affected.
The applicant is...
Rob Lee and Natasa. They're both.
Robin Lee and Natasa Simeonidis.
Simeonidis.
Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
Is there anybody here on this issue in opposition or in support or nobody? Have you read, are you familiar with the planner's report? Have you read it?
Yes, we have.
Are you comfortable with it?
The one item of concern was with the condition on the patio, having a, I believe it was a three-year, conditional use, let's say, for that patio. I'm not sure if you guys have copies of the building perspectives or drawings on that.
We
do propose to undertake quite a major renovation to the building and really improve the look of it. And a key component of the development is the patio and placing patio up on the roof of the existing structure. So with that undertaking being, quite an extensive amount of money, we just wanted to perhaps see if there was something we could discuss about that that condition.
Okay, well, the rationale for the three-year conditional use, I believe, was that if there is any concerns from the neighborhood, and there likely won't be because I know... you're a very credible operator, then that would be an opportunity to protect the community interest when your application comes back and perhaps try to address
right.
those issues.
I guess what we were hoping to discuss today was, there's an existing patio on the site now, which has, 75 seats on it. I think we were showing perhaps a larger patio going up on the roof, and I thought that if we could come to an agreement where perhaps a 75-seat patio would be approved, subject to having some noise buffering put in place. We were proposing to put a buffering wall, say at the back side of the patio, to minimize noise transfer to the apartments in the back, and to put restrictions on music. We were hoping that perhaps we could open up discussions for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's the seating for your patio?
It is presently 75 persons, and we were before City Council about 10 years ago when we wanted to put in our existing patio, and the concern at the time was noise, if the music would be played loudly in the evenings, thereby interrupting the neighbors. A condition was put on that as long as we didn't play the music too loudly, and weekdays, it was shut off by 11 p.m., and weekends, midnight, and that we build a 6-foot fence to buffer the sound, to buffer the noise, and... We built the fence right away, and as far as the noise, we follow the policy, and we have not had one complaint in 10 years.
Your patio is in the front, though.
Yes, it is.
It faces onto St. Mary's Road.
Correct.
And the noise is going towards St. Mary's. The risk or the thought was when the patio is on the roof, there are... houses and apartments mm-hmm. quite close in the back of
yes.
where your property is.
What we are proposing to do is we are going to have a glass fence, I guess for lack of a better word, okay. that's going to be 6 feet tall, so that will help to buffer the noise. And we are also going to have a solid wall against the back there. So That way the neighbors do not have to view, you know, if there's a lot of hustle and bustle, they don't have to view that. It'll also help to buffer the noise as well. And we would be willing, of course, to turn the music off again weekdays at 11 p.m. and midnight on the weekends. It's worked out beautifully for us. Sure. We're a family restaurant, so we've never had any issue with rowdies, drunks, fights, anything of that sort. And also, we are going to do a lot. We're going to do a lot of landscaping. If you might note, we are planning. We're hoping to. There will be a rezone because we would like to add additional parking at the back. 21 additional stalls. We are going to build a new fence, and there's going to be plenty of landscaping, of course, to beautify it. Now, I have spoken with some of the neighbors. I wanted to touch base with them because we have been in St. Boniface for 30 years, and we are good corporate citizens, and we want to remain so. We want to make sure that we get along with our neighbors and that we aren't, you know, causing them headaches as well as ourselves. So I did speak to directly behind us at 17 Cromwell, Joanne Brown, and I explained to her about the renovation, the parking spots, etc., and she said didn't seem to bother her, anything to beautify the neighborhood. Her main concern was a couple of lilac bushes in the back, which will be landscaping. So, and then 15 Cromwell as well. Is Mrs. Kosak. Mrs. Kosak does not presently reside there. As a matter of fact, the home is empty. She does not want to sell because of sentimental reasons. We have spoken to her. She was born in that house, and she has no children. And I guess one day when she passes on, that's when the home will go for sale. So presently, it is unoccupied. It is not rented. She will not rent it out. So as far as this is directly behind where we're planning to put the parking. So there is absolutely nobody in that residence. She has lawn care service that comes by, maintains the yard, and in the winter someone comes out and shovels the snow, etc. And then there's an apartment building on Lindale, and I spoke to the acting manager there, Chris Giel, G-I-E-L, and he said it was fine. He wasn't opposing.
Councillor.
I guess, I don't know if there's anything I can say here. There's nobody else appearing this, but maybe just to cabinet.
The plan approval still has to come back here, right? So if you're looking for noise attenuation and those types of features on the patio, you would see it in the plan approval?
Yes. And I'll talk to Mr. Lee about it and make sure that it's reflected in the plans when they come back.
Okay, so your request is to remove the 5-year clause?
3 years. It's only 3 years.
3 years.
That's part of the conditional use of.
In lieu of noise attenuation.
Yes.
Okay. To plan approval satisfaction.
Okay. Okay, yes. I understand. Any other questions?
No.
No?
Thought I'd filter that down for you.
Okay. I'm ready to deal with this.
All righty.
Councillor Swandell, on the first application, which is the subdivision rezoning, I'll move the receipt of whoever that the report of Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
You can have a seat. Carried.
Okay, thank you.
The receipt of representations be concluded.
Favor opposed, carried.